Sully called me in.
Sully? He what? He called you here?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to talk to you about.
I told her about confronting Thomas Wu, how I'd contradicted a statement of his that was probably supposed to be Sully's main deliverable for the interview. Not only did Petra not see the problem with that, though, she seemed to think it was cute.
Whoa, old Benji Rogue. You're coming off the bench feisty.
No.
The guy's not going to rat on you. It'll just make him look as bad.
I did the whole interview on Waypoint.
That got her attention.
I think it got flagged.
You think it...
I got the summons from Sully a few hours later.
Petra's face and voice hadn't changed, but her eyes were suddenly on fire.
Ben...
I messed up, Petra.
You messed up? How?
The story, it was falling apart, and these inconsistencies between the sources were...
Inconsistencies? With Oni's sources?
No, with mine.
You found sources in the outer colonies.
Yeah, I made friends in the past few years. I doubt Sully realized I'd have that resource in my arsenal.
He definitely didn't. Ben, listen to me. You used to be a government lapdog at your peak. Then you deep-spaced yourself into obscurity. You have no juice now, and that's why they picked you. Sully gives you this bone, you're supposed to be extra eternally grateful. Just wag your little tail and play fetch. So why the hell are you peeing on the rug instead? Have you forgotten the way everything works?
No, I don't know. This is bad, Petra.
Ben, it's...
And it's not ancient history either. There are rumblings in the outer colonies right now. Maybe something really bad. I was talking last week to this guy I know.
Ishak Moradi. I know.
How do you know that?
I've continued being an actual journalist for the past 6 years, but who cares, Ben? I hear what you're saying.
We can blow this thing open, Petra.
Okay. All right, cowboy.
No, seriously. This is big. I can't even begin to reconcile the things I'm hearing with the story I'm supposed to tell. Multiple sources, the chief died at 6, complete fabrications, genetically augmenting kids.
I know, they are crazy charging that much for a shore trip.
Suddenly, Petra was ranting about the beach, loudly, and digging her fingertip hard into my forearm. I just sat there, totally confused, as she rambled nonsense, intermittently glancing down at her compad. What was happening?
In there and negotiate a better rate. Because seriously,
then I understood.
About all the money you could have saved, really
and I froze.
I don't even understand why they would charge you that much.
They were listening.
My entire family.
I'd figured there were cameras on us. There were always everywhere here. But there was full audio surveillance now, too? Is that even possible? She glanced down at her compad one last time.
Don't put up with it! Ben.
Are there ears on us?
There were for the last 45 seconds, but there's always eyes everywhere, so don't look so dramatic. Talk about whatever you want, but look like you're talking about the weather, and if I start actually talking about the weather, you play along, okay?
Apparently, the system didn't bother listening in until you gave it certain visual cues. Facial expressions, body language, anything that looks intense, like my little outburst. The video flags it, and your conversation gets temporarily isolated. Petra's vacay babbling had just saved my ass.
Listen, I believe you that the truth about the story is terrible. But what you're talking about doing, that's door number two stuff. You're door number one guy.
But I have...
Oh, come on, what are you gonna do? Ben, get the real scoop? You're too sloppy, you can't do this, you're out of touch. You haven't
Maybe
been...
Maybe not by myself, but with your help, with other people's
Honestly,
help.
Honestly, I love the idea of cutting the strings and tearing it all down, but I'm sorry. It's not going to be today. And to be brutal, it's never going to be you.
That was brutal. It stung. I got pissed. And then I immediately knew she was right.
Ben, take the money. Do your job.
God, I'm supposed to walk over there right now.
Just tell Sully you were drunk, you were trying to get a rise out of the guy, something. Just play stupid. Besides, you don't know you got flagged. This meeting could just be a coincidence.
They called me in. This is so weird.
You'll be fine. The worst thing they'll...
Well, I've never
listen, called... Hey, Ben, the worst thing they'll do is kill the story and cut you from rotation. That's probably it. I mean, I can't imagine they would... No, you'll be fine. Just be a good dog, knock them dead. I'll get the bill.
Thanks, Petra.
But Ben, if I were you, I'd upload whatever you got on the story before you go in. Just send backups to someone you trust, you know, just in case.
That was the closest thing to concern I'd ever heard from Petra. I immediately took her advice and was queuing up all my files to transfer to Ray as I crossed Terenya Avenue toward ONI. The campus was integrated right into the city, a courtyard of dark buildings, mature oak trees, grass, walkways. It just looked like a campus. The only thing different about it was the sidewalk, twice as wide as it was across the street. And the inner half of the pavement was black stone, a thick, dark border, several feet wide that surrounded the whole complex. I walked right up to the obsidian half of the sidewalk and stopped. Something was off about the courtyard in front of me, like something was missing. I looked both directions down the sidewalk. There were no fences or guards. Plenty of pedestrians, seemingly none of them paying any attention to the complex as they passed. Except for one tiny thing, none of them, not a single one of the dozens of white-collar workers and shoppers and parents and kids walking up and down that sidewalk laid a foot anywhere near the black half of the pavement. On a 20-foot-wide walkway, they were all moving single file right up against the curb. I turned and looked back at the campus, listening. No birds. That's what was missing. There were no birds in the trees. In fact, there was no sound in the air at all. Nothing moved. I stood at the edge of the obsidian. I had no choice. I swiped the transfer folder over to Ray's hard drive, took a deep breath, and crossed the black line. Please join me for the next episode of Hunt the Truth.